Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I am Varsha Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister says India believes in growth as well as environment protection. Addressing the World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi reaffirms the country's commitment to sustainable development and ensuring equity, equality and climate justice. Interacting with students on Pariksha Par Charcha in New Delhi, Mr. Modi advises students to practice yoga for improving concentration. Supreme Court pronounces verdict in Kaveri River water dispute. Karnataka awarded additional water. Tamil Nadu's share reduced. Puducherry and Kerala's allocation remains unchanged. CBI conducts searches against Geetanjali group of companies at 20 places in 6 cities. ED issues summons and seeks revocation of passports of jeweler Nirav Modi and partner Mehul Choksi in connection with the PNB scam. Campaigning for Tripura Assembly elections ends today, voting on Sunday. And in cricket, India to take on South Africa in the 6th and final ODI this afternoon at the Centurion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed India's commitment to sustainable development while ensuring equity, equality and climate justice. Addressing the World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India believes in growth but is committed to protect the environment also. The Prime Minister said the country is on the path of meeting its Copenhagen pledge and reducing emission intensity.
The UN Sustainable Development Goals puts us on the path of equality, equity and climate justice. While we are doing everything that is required of us, we expect that others also join in to fulfill their commitment based on common but differentiated responsibility and equity.
Mr. Modi said campaign for Clean India has moved from the streets of Delhi to every nook and corner of the country.
We in India are focused on ease of living through good governance, sustainable livelihood and through cleaner environment. The campaign for Clean India has moved from the streets of Delhi to every nook and corner of the country. Cleanliness leads to better hygiene, better health, better working conditions and thereby better income and life.
He said massive Namami Gange project has been introduced. Mr. Modi said India has always believed in good governance for everyone. India has launched the world's largest health scheme and the country's development need is enormous. The Prime Minister added with growing urbanization, transport needs are growing too and the metro is being expanded in cities. Mr. Modi said the government is working to electrify every household of the country and no farm should go without water.
Through Saubhagya scheme, we are working towards electrifying every household in this country mostly by the end of this year. We recognize that only a healthy nation can lead the process of development. Keeping this in mind, we have launched the world's largest government-funded health scheme. The program will support 100 million poor families. Our Housing for All and Power for All initiatives also them from this same agenda of providing the basic amenities of life to those who cannot afford them.
The Prime Minister said Indians consider the earth as their mother and all resources belong to nature and the Almighty and we all are just managers of this wealth. He said India is already the world's fifth largest producer of solar power.
One of the most ancient scriptures, the Atharva Veda, spells out Mata Bhumihi Putro Aham Prithivyam. This is the ideal we seek to live through our actions. We believe that all resources and all wealth belongs to nature and the Almighty. We are just the trustees or managers of this wealth.
Environment and Forest Minister Dr. Harshvardhan said environmental protection should become a citizen movement. He said India is committed to nurture a healthy planet.
We have to accept that climate change is one of the biggest threats to survival of human civilization. The only way to mitigate the dangers of pollution and climate change is to turn protection of environment into a mass movement. Our government is committed to making environmental protection into a citizens' movement.
Over 2,000 delegates from different countries are participating in the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asked students not to compete with others but compete with themselves. Interacting with students on Pariksha Par Charcha in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said a student needs self-confidence in addition to the right skills and means. He advised students to practice yoga for improving concentration.
ये जो योगा है ना, कुछ लोग मानते हैं ये कोई फिजिकल एक्सरसाइज है, तो ये बॉडी बिल्डिंग का काम नहीं है. ये योग का मूलतः काम शरीर, मन, बुद्धि, आत्मा, इनको एक सिंक्रोनाइज वे में काम करने के लिए है. वर्तमान में जीने की आदत कॉन्सेंट्रेशन के लिए एक रास्ता खोल देती है.
Mr. Modi said students should have confidence in themselves while preparing for exams. He said several students lack confidence despite working hard for exams.
विवेकानंद जी हमेशा एक बात कहा करते थे, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि. वो कहते थे कि अपने आप को कम मत मानो, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, मैं ही ब्रह्म का रूप हूं. यानी आत्मविश्वास जगाने की बात करते थे कि मन में एक भाव रहता है आत्मविश्वास का, ये बहुत आवश्यक होता है. आत्मविश्वास हर कदम पर कोशिश करते 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 बढ़ता है और हम उसको अचीव कर सकते हैं. और इसलिए निरंतर ये कोशिश होनी चाहिए कि मैं जहां हूं उससे मुझे कुछ और अधिक करना है और इसके लिए जो मुझे करना पड़ेगा वो मैं करूंगा.
The Prime Minister also advised students on beating exam stress and appearing for exams with a positive attitude. Calling students his young friends, Mr. Modi asked them to always keep the student in them alive. Mr. Modi said parents should not pressurize their children to meet their aspirations. About 2,000 school and college students are attending the program at Talcatora Stadium. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister often addresses the concerns of students in his Mann Ki Baat program on All India Radio. The Supreme Court has awarded an additional 14.75 TMC of Kaveri water to Karnataka. In its verdict, the apex court has granted global status to Karnataka's capital city of Bengaluru, hence it will get more Kaveri river water. The Supreme Court today also reduced Tamil Nadu's share of Kaveri water. The long-awaited judgment was pronounced by a bench comprising Chief Justice Deepak Mishra and Justices Amitav Roy and A.M. Kanvilkar. The bench had on September the 20th last year reserved the verdict on the appeals filed by Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Kerala against the 2007 award of the tribunal. More from our correspondent.
There is a sense of relief in Karnataka after the apex court verdict on sharing of Kaveri water. During these 30 years of legal battle, Karnataka had faced wrath of court several times, but the verdict today has allotted 14.7 TMC more water to the state. Bengaluru has also been given 4.75 TMC water for drinking purpose. The state can also expand its irrigated area in the Kaveri basin. Rajya Raita Sangha President K.S. Puttanaya has expressed 70% satisfaction over the verdict. Law Minister T.V. Dechandra has termed it as a positive development. BJP State President B.S. Yediyurappa has welcomed the verdict, saying it addresses some of the concerns of the state. Sudhindra, AIR News, Bengaluru.
Campaigning for the Tripura Assembly elections will end today. BJP, Congress and CPIM are the main parties in the fray. Polling for 59 seats of the 60-member assembly will be held on Sunday. Election for the Charilam Assembly seat has been postponed following the demise of CPIM candidate Ramendra Narayan Deb Burma. The counting of votes will be held on the 3rd of March. More from our correspondent.
On the last day of campaigning, all the senior leaders of major political parties are campaigning in full swing to woo the voters. On the other side, Election Department is also working hard to conduct free and fair elections in the state. Briefing media in Agartala, Chief Electoral Officer Shriram Taranikanti said that there are total 297 candidates in a fray. He further added that for the first time, 11 voters' names have been mentioned under third gender option. The CEO said there are 3,214 numbers of polling stations. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
In Meghalaya, the Election Commission EC today said the matter of State Director General of Police S.B. Singh allegedly campaigning for Chief Minister Mukul Sangma for assembly elections is being looked into and necessary action will be taken if found guilty. Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat told reporters in Shillong that BJP has filed a complaint in this regard and the EC is ascertaining the facts. Mr. Rawat and two election commissioners, Sunil Arora and Ashok Lavasa, are in Meghalaya to review poll preparedness for the February 27th assembly elections. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is conducting searches today against Gitanjali Group of Companies at 20 places in 6 cities in 5 states. Searches are on at locations belonging to Gitanjali Group of Mehul Choksi, other directors of the accused companies and plants, offices, factories and residences. Searches are being conducted in Mumbai, Pune, Surat, Jaipur, Hyderabad and Coimbatore. Our correspondent reports 3 companies of Choksi named in the FIR are Gitanjali Gems, Jilly India and Nakshatra Brand Limited. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today issued summons against Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi in connection with his money laundering probe in the 11,400 crore rupee fraud in Punjab National Bank. The ED has also sought revocation of passports of Nirav Modi and Choksi in this regard. According to officials, both Nirav Modi and Choksi were summoned under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, and asked to depose within a week's time. The notices were handed over to the directors of the firms of the two businessmen as they were not in the country. While Nirav Modi runs the jewellery brand chain under his name, Choksi is the promoter of Gitanjali Gems. Home Minister Rajnath Singh has said the Delhi police to draw a long-term strategy to instill confidence among people and make them feel secure. Addressing the Delhi Police Raising Day function in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said people have a lot of expectation from the Delhi Police and this requires extra efforts on their part to be extra alert and cautious. The Home Minister announced 5 crore rupees for Delhi Police Martyrs Fund and also gave away police medals to police personnel on the occasion. In Chhattisgarh, 2 Maoists, including 1 woman rebel, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Bastar division. The encounter broke out when a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was on a search operation in Chintagofa area. Maoists ambushed the team under Tokanpalli village. Security personnel retaliated the advance. In the ensuing gun battle, 2 Maoists were killed. In Uttar Pradesh, the Yogi Adityanath government today presented its first full-fledged budget of 4,28,384 crore and 52 lakh rupees for financial year 2018-19. This budget is 11.4% higher than the previous year's budget. The budget was presented by Finance Minister Rajesh Agrawal in the presence of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visited the historic Qutub Shahi tombs near Golconda Fort in Hyderabad today on the second day of his visit to the city. During the course of the day, he will also go around the world-famous Salar Jung Museum and offer Friday prayers at Makkah Masjid near Charminar. The Iranian President will also address the gathering at the Masjid after the prayers. At the stock markets, the benchmark BSE Sensex was trading over 220 points down in afternoon trade today. The 30-share index was trading at 34,073 a short while ago. In cricket, India will play their 6th and final one-day international match against South Africa at Centurion today. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. Indian time. The visitors have already taken an unassailable lead of 4-1 in the 6-match series. With the first ever series win in South Africa in 25 years, India also confirmed their number one spot in the ICC ODI rankings, pushing South Africa to the second spot. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister says India believes in growth as well as environment protection. Addressing the World Sustainable Development Summit in New Delhi, reaffirms the country's commitment to sustainable development and ensuring equity, equality and climate justice. Interacting with students on Pariksha Par Charcha in New Delhi, Mr. Modi advises students to practice yoga for improving concentration. Supreme Court pronounces verdict in Kaveri River water dispute. Karnataka awarded additional water. Tamil Nadu's share reduced. Puducherry and Kerala's allocation remains unchanged. CBI conducts searches against Gitanjali Group of Companies at 20 places in 6 cities. MEA suspends validity of passports of jeweler Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi with immediate effect for 4 weeks. And seeks revocation of passports of jeweler Nirav Modi and partner Mehul Choksi in connection with the PNB scam. And with that, we end the midday news.